Hello and welcome to the second edition of Far From Vesuvius Bets on Napoli. I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and we've made it to a second episode. Unlike last week, we actually have a name, so we're making progress along the way. Again, I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio. Thank you for tuning in. I apologize for last week's failed wager. I mean, we were so close. I really wish I had given you that wager against Sassuolo midweek as opposed to Cagliari on the weekend, but that's the fun of gambling and why it is so unpredictable. But before we start off with any actual content, I do want to suggest and I do want to advocate that wagering and gambling, please do so responsibly and please do so safely. If you or any of your loved ones have a problem, please do seek help. There are a plethora of channels and agencies available, and a lot of them are free. So if you or anyone you know is having a problem with gambling, please do seek help. Now, let's get going because it was a heartbreaking debut episode. I'm not going to lie. I really, really, really thought that it could possibly work. It was looking good. Osman had scored. It was 1-0 Napoli. Cavada almost had a shot on target. It was offside. And I don't know if it would have counted because it wasn't the actual goalkeeper who had made the save. It was blocked off the goal line by a defender. But with that said, unfortunately, we are 0-1. Midweek, if you had taken that bet, it would have worked out a lot better for you. Cavada, Osman both had goals, never mind shots. Napoli won 6-1, of course, against Sassuolo. So if you had taken that bet that I had told you to take last weekend during the middle of the week, then it would have paid off big time for you. So it is what it is. But get at us again at Cubani7, at Far From Vesuvius. Let us know what your play of the week is, what you're thinking, whether you've won, whether you've lost. I'm going to shout out my boy Miles up on Twitter at Stormy Gautier, who had an interesting weekend ahead, had a pretty good midweek game. He took Napoli against Sassuolo and came off pretty big. He put $25 and it was at plus 550. So he took the first half spread, won 162. That's a nice play right there. He also took Napoli and Victor Osimhen as an anytime goal scorer, put $25 there and won 66.95. So shout outs to Miles for coming up big on Wednesday. And again, if you had bet midweek, it hopefully paid off for the losses on the weekend because that Cagliari game was frustrating. Even if you had taken Napoli just to win, that absolutely last second equalizer was, that's what the season has been. But let's look ahead at the week to come because Napoli play Juventus in one of the biggest games of the year for any Napoli fan. It's at the Maradona. It's going to be an exciting one. Let's just quickly look back on some of the history because Juve did beat Napoli 1-0 earlier this year on December 8th at home. It was their first win against Napoli since January 20th, 2021, believe it or not. And that was in the Supercoppa back then. Napoli won this fixture last year, as most of you will remember, and as our boy Ken from far from Vesuvius, he was actually at the Maradona for that one. It was a 5-1 beatdown. So Napoli did win this fixture last time. Napoli is coming off a 6-1 victory against Sassuolo, as you all know, while Juve are coming off a 3-2 victory against Frosinone that they nicked literally at the last second last weekend. Juve currently sit in second, and I certainly do not need to remind you that Napoli currently sit in ninth place, which is more than a little disappointing. But if Wednesday is to be any indication going forward, maybe Francesco Calzone has this team going in the right direction. Against Juventus, Napoli will be missing Ngong. That's looking very likely. He's currently out at this point in time. Kajust is doubtful as well, although at time of recording, this is, for all transparency, Thursday afternoon, Toronto time, so Eastern Standard Time. He is doubtful, listed as doubtful. Juventus will be missing Perin, Decilio, McKinney, Rabiot. Chiesa is currently listed as doubtful, as is Danilo, so definitely something to keep an eye on. But neither one should affect our play of the day, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. Again, at Cubani7, at Far From Vesuvius is how you can get a hold of us. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what your plays have been. Have they worked out? Have they been positive for you? What you're thinking going into this game against Juventus? Because again, it's going to be a big one. But with our play of the day, let's get right to it because honestly, it's something that I think is going to pay off. I mean, I said that last week, touch wood, but again, with gambling, it's always so unpredictable. But I'm going to go with an Osman shot and target. I think that's a given. I'm tempted to go with an Osman goal, and if you really want to take those odds and kind of push things up, do it. Same with Vlahovic, the Juventus striker. He's been on a tear lately. I'm going to go with him getting a shot on goal. I don't know if he's going to score, touch wood. Napoli fans, let's hope he doesn't score, but I do think he's going to get at least one shot on net, especially with the way the defense has played at certain points this season, although again, Wednesday, they looked much better. And I'm going to go with Napoli to get a result. Whether it be a win or whether it be a tie, I don't think they're going to lose this game against Juventus. Granted, in this season, that has been, it wouldn't shock me. But if you go with the Osimhen shot on net, the Vlahovic shot on net, and a Napoli win or tie, you're looking at a plus 162 bet. Right, so that's pretty good money, and a pretty good return on your investment. And I can't see a world in which Osimhen and Vlahovic don't get a shot on target. Right, last week was frustrating with the whole Cavada situation, and he should have had shots on target, and he didn't. I get it, and of course Napoli didn't end up winning the game either, so you would have lost on that merit alone. But I do think you're going to see an Osimhen shot on target. I think you're going to see a Vlahovic shot on target, and I do think you're going to see a Napoli winner. Tie. Again, that gives you plus 162 odds. So if that doesn't get your blood boiling at a plus 162 parlay, you can always add both teams to get booked, because again, I think that's going to happen. I said that last week as well, but in an affair like this between two teams that really don't like each other, regardless of their position in the standings, I do think we're going to see at least one yellow card both ways. So that's one way as well that you can spice up the parlay at least a little bit. So again, that's the play of the day for Napoli's big game against Juventus this weekend, coming off of that 6-1 victory against Sassuolo. My only concern, and this is one thing I wanted to mention, because again, I do think Osimhen actually finds the back of the net, and I think he's going to need to find the back of the net if Napoli are going to win this game. I don't want to go with that though, because again, I don't know how much of the pitch he's going to see. I know I said that last week as well, but I think the case is the same here, because let's be honest here, this is my one criticism of Calzone so far, because I actually do think he's come in and made some positive improvements, was, you know, he waited until the 76th minute to take Osimhen off the pitch last game. And I just feel like at that point it was already 5-1 after he made it 4-1, to be honest, and after Cavada made it 5-1 5 minutes after that or 4 minutes after that, Osimhen probably should have come off the pitch, right? Like, what are we doing at this point in time? Thankfully he didn't get injured. Thankfully it didn't hurt him at all, but did he really need to play 74 minutes when they got a game against Juventus on the weekend? I mean, maybe that's just me being a little bit overcritical of a 6-1 beatdown on the road against Sassuolo, but to be honest, I would have liked to seen him come off the field a little bit earlier, giving him a little bit more rest, because I think he's going to need that rest in his legs against a team like Juventus, because listen, it's been clear since Osimhen's been back that he makes Napoli such a different team, right? Like, there's balls that he'll win, that he'll chase, that nobody else can. That's just the simple fact. And as much as sometimes we've been critical of Simeone this season, characteristically, he's not Osimhen, and we can't expect him to be. You know, he doesn't have the height that Osimhen has. He doesn't have the speed that Osimhen has. He just can't do what Osimhen can. And honestly, I don't know if there's another player on the planet that can. And that's why he gets paid what he gets paid. And that's why his release clause is set to what it's set at. So I think we're going to see a battle between two top strikers in the league, because there's a lot of talk, and there has been a lot of talk over the last couple of years, is who's the better striker. And I think Osimhen, there was no debate last year, but the year before, everyone was saying Vlahovic. And now, a lot of people are still saying Vlahovic. So, it'll be interesting to see what both strikers can do. I do, again, think they're both going to get that shot on target. So, I want to point that out first and foremost. I think that's a safe bet. And I do think Napoli's going to get a result. Now, listen, we all know what kind of a season it's been. So, I don't want to promise anything, and I don't want to guarantee anything. And I don't want Napoli fans to get over-optimistic about, oh, look, Napoli is going to win this game. I don't know. I don't think they're going to lose, not after the way they've been playing. I mean, yes, Juventus beat Frosinone last week, but they haven't looked very good recently either, right? Like, there's a lot of question marks around them and what their future is going to look like and whether Allegri will be there or not. So with all that being said, I think the dynamic is there for Napoli to at least get a result. And if they don't, it'll be disappointing, just like the season's been disappointing. So I understand, fans, if you're a little bit hesitant about putting money down on Napoli against a team like Juventus. And again, it's the ninth place versus the second place and the optics and all of that stuff. But if Napoli can't get a result at home, and at least a draw at home against Juventus, then they've got way bigger issues to worry about for the foreseeable future and for at least the rest of the season, right? I mean, fans, optimistic fans, are still talking about a Champions League place. And if Serie A gets 5 spots allocated to them, then maybe it's realistic. But if they lose against Juventus at home, you can say goodbye to that, right? Like, it's just, you can't keep not getting results or not getting victories or dropping points and expecting to make it up down the line, because eventually you can only take deposits, or you can only withdraw so much before, you know, there's nothing left to withdraw, right? So Napoli didn't make the deposits when they had to and take those points when they had to, and they kept having to withdraw, and eventually that bank account's empty and there's just nowhere else to go, right? So I think that's it. I don't want to, you know, sprinkle this podcast and this brief show with too much information that really isn't needed or necessary or any of that stuff. But again, at Kubani7, at Far From Vesuvius, let us know what you're thinking. I'm really curious to know what your plays of the day are, what your secrets are, and maybe you're hesitant to give them out because you don't want people to screw up the lines. I understand that. But let us know where your head's at. Let us know what you're thinking. Just drop us a line at Kubani7, at Far From Vesuvius. This has been Far From Vesuvius, Bets on Napoli. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back same time, same channel next week.